Hi, this is Carlos Zuma. One of the areas of dating that men have to work on consistently, yet really they're never able to find any information about, is building confidence. It's the one element that everybody ignores in the whole dating spectrum. Even the pickup artists don't really pay enough attention to this whole element of inner game and what it really means. All success comes from the feeling of confidence and power that you have inside yourself. And that's why I created the Secrets of the Alpha Man program. I'd like to take a minute to just cover some of the information that you'll actually learn in the program itself. And these are the skills that you're actually going to be able to take and apply to increase your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and your results with women, because that's where men want it to show most directly. After that, every other area of your life is going to be wide open to improvement. You see, for over 5 years, I was looking for all the tips, techniques, tactics, strategies, everything you can possibly imagine to give myself higher self-confidence. I wanted that more than anything else in the world, is just to feel confident going up and talking to a woman. I'm sure you've felt the same way. You've been in a bar and you see an attractive woman, but there's something inside you that just immediately puts you a peg down on the board, right? You know, it makes you feel a bit lower in status and value than her. Why would you be interested in me? Suddenly you feel intimidated and scared. I've literally seen guys that are like 300 pounds, huge weightlifting type guys, turn to jelly when it came to walking up and just talking to a woman. And it finally came to me what the solution was after going through God knows how many hours of self-help programs, ebooks, you name it. I started this way before there was any of this information available like it is today on the internet. So not only are you going to be saved a whole bunch of effort and pain for having to go through the same situation that I did, but I'm also going to save you an infinite amount of time getting there. And that's really what this is all about. Any man can get to the goal, but honestly, if it takes too long, your perseverance and your persistence is going to wear out. I was pretty relentless, but I'm not sure everybody else can be as persistent. Everybody is insecure to some degree. Everyone? Everyone. What about the president or Brad Pitt? They have to be secure to do their jobs, don't they? No. You see, they only have to act confident. And therein is the secret of self-confidence. You behave self-confident to be self-confident. It's not a trait that you own or possess, like brown eyes or stubby fingers. It's only there when you demonstrate it. Much of an actor or leader's role requires a level of behavioral self-confidence. No one would believe our commander-in-chief threatening military action if his voice was shaking as he spoke. Hell, I bet the president even checks in with the first lady every so often to get some reassurance. The man who isn't just a little bit intimidated by the prospect of leading the free world every day is not the man I want in the big chair. This brings me to my next point. Self-esteem is your acceptance and comfort with yourself. It's not quite the same thing as self-confidence, which doesn't necessarily require a real underlying foundation to demonstrate. Self-confidence is the observable portion of your self-esteem. It's the part of your self-esteem we can see in action. Interestingly enough, the two feedback and reinforce each other. For the purposes of this program, though, self-esteem is just the sum of your behaviors and attitudes that demonstrate your independence and security, not just to women, but also to the world around you. Everybody has his or own personal definition of high self-confidence. For some people, it's the ability to speak without feeling fear of ridicule. For others, it might be the ability to parachute out of a plane. For us guys, it's mostly about feeling that we can walk up to and talk to any woman and not feel afraid of rejection. It always seems to come back to that. The irony of this particular definition is that it presumes that our self-confidence, how we feel confident about ourselves, is actually dictated by another person's reaction. Isn't that kind of crazy? Well, it's the kind of power that men have been giving to women for hundreds, even thousands of years. For those of you that are familiar with the three S's that I talk about in the Dating Black Book program, self-confidence is probably the most important of the three, amounting for perhaps 50% of the total picture of an alpha man's lifestyle. It's a demonstrated characteristic, as we discussed before, and it's primarily action-based, meaning that you can talk all you want, but the bottom line is that you have to do something to actually be thought of or present yourself as being self-confident. Men hear words, but women see deeds. She actually needs to see you behaving self-confident to believe that you are. This is why bragging is one of the most attraction-killing actions that you can take when you try and display your self-confidence. You can't tell her. You have to show her. Self-confidence is demonstrated by your overall poise. Here are some of the elements of that. You act in ways that are consistent with a self-confident man. You go after what it is you want. You're ambitious. You aren't afraid to speak your mind. You're calm. You're at ease. You're not impulsive. You act, not react. You're happy, and other people's moods never affect that. You're independent, not needy or clingy. You have goals and activities in life outside of women, and that's a very, very big one that I will talk about much more in this program. I think the ultimate example of a self-confident man is James Bond. I think we all think of that in a lot of ways. He's been used as an example for years. And yes, I realize he's a fictional character, but there isn't a movie in that series that doesn't demonstrate how a man with impeccable self-confidence would act and behave around women. The actors that portrayed James Bond on the screen felt their role, and they made him real. Some of the qualities to emulate of his are imagination. He's a creative problem solver. He goes after the bad guy, and he has very creative ways of getting himself in and out of problems. You can make a woman feel distinct, electric, emotional attraction to you simply by displaying what I call alpha man traits. These are the kinds of behaviors that are very easy to develop, and something I go into extensive detail in this program, and women will react on a very primal and instinctual level. Remember, we don't consciously choose the people that we're attracted to. There's just something about them that makes them attractive to us. There's ways of emulating and putting those kinds of plugins, basically, into your own thinking that creates confidence in you, demonstrates it externally, the way a woman needs to see it, and makes it part of your lifestyle. So it becomes so much more than just being about women. Yes, we want to attract women, but don't you want more than that? I know I did. I wanted more than just to be able to go up and approach women. I wanted to be able to talk to the people in business that would help me get further, be able to ask for a raise, be able to get the kind of money I wanted and deserved in my life. It's such a bigger picture when you finally understand the principles of what an alpha man is capable of. Basically, the secrets of the alpha man. One of the comments I get from the guys that have read my ebook and listened to the CD program is that the Secrets of the Alpha Man program was the missing piece. It was the one thing that really connected A to B to C all the way to Z for them. They might have had a few of the steps along the way, but this one really filled in a vital and important role. It showed them how to think like a confident man, not pretend to be a confident man, not to use lines like a confident man, but to actually be him. And the reason is because I went through years of putting together this material. I went out and tried just about every seminar you can imagine. I read all the ebooks that you can imagine. Trust me, I've read every paperback book you can possibly imagine on motivation and self-help. I started out with tapes, I don't even want to tell you how many years ago, learning how this stuff works, learning how the human mind works, learning how attraction works, learning how women work. This isn't going to be a bestseller on anybody's list, I assure you of that. And the reason is because it's very, very specialized learning. Not many guys are like you and are willing to look for this kind of information to really make this kind of improvement in their life. And that's what makes you so much more different and special. There's a rule I learned about many years ago called the 5% rule. It's not the 80-20, as it's commonly said in many circles. It's really the 95-5 rule, meaning that 5% of the activity that you put into any situation really nets you 95% of the results. Well, the same thing applies to people. And I'm not judging people here unfairly. The simple fact of the matter is that 5% of the people really contribute about 95% of the intellectual growth, wisdom, and intellect that we often enjoy. It's what the other 95% get to reap later on. Well, I'm going to congratulate you right now for being one of those 5%, because it's a really elite layer of learning that you're going to be entering right now. I've even had guys that write to me and ask me, hey, dude, what are you doing selling the set of CDs and a ebook, electronic downloadable book, that costs more than most of the hardcovers and paperbacks you see on the shelves at any Barnes and Nobles? And I said, look, you've got to understand the principle of concentrated value and shared experience. You can actually take a book and read it, something that somebody has written about any topic, and absorb all their knowledge that took them years, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, thousands of hours to learn, and you can absorb it by just reading a book that they created, listening to a program that they recorded. And that's what I've done for you here. Just last week, I bought a training program that cost me over $1,500. It's about 15 DVDs and a few audio CDs. Now, the value of that plastic is next to nothing, but the information and knowledge that's on it have already given me thousands of dollars of value already in terms of the improvements I've made to myself, my business, and my lifestyle. And just a little while ago, I downloaded some software from the internet that allowed me to create a video program. And that was cheap, considering the fact that that product I used to then create another product, which paid me back many, many times its value in terms of the product I was able to create. From what I've seen out there, the information I'm about to give you is absolutely priceless because you cannot get it anywhere else. What makes the information different that I'm going to teach you and show you is that I learned and understood that the source of all the success with women and the secret ingredient to attracting women was in this one core principle, in confidence. And once you could successfully produce that in yourself, once a man had it, everything else started from there. You have success approaching and dating women, success in getting money, getting your finances together, earning more wealth, having the kind of family you want, having the kind of relationships you want, handling anything that is thrown at you, any of life's challenges. Everything started with confidence. And there's no place more important than confidence with women and dating. My guarantee is better than anything else you're going to find. If you don't like it, return the package to me. You can keep the bonuses for your trouble. You have nothing to lose. This is Carlos Zuma. Thanks for stopping by my site. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.